Hello, my name is Tim Huckabee. Welcome to Bytes by MSDN Special Windows 8 Edition. Today, my guest is John Montgomery. John, thanks so much for coming.
It's great to be here.
Hey, John, you have a storied, long career. Goes back, me and you go back to the first days of Visual Studio, almost 15 years.
Yep.
But you are a bigwig now. You are the Director of Program Management for Visual Studio. Do you mind telling our audience what that entails?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm one of several directors of program management in Visual Studio, and for the past couple of years, my major focus has been on making sure we build great tools for Windows 8, and specifically great tools in the JavaScript HTML5 space for Windows 8 applications.
And it goes without saying, you know, this is one of the products at Microsoft that everyone auto-upgrades to. There's no question about it. We all just do it. And it's exciting. These are exciting times for developers. Congratulations on shipping such an awesome product. I think it's important, though, that we talk about some of the new features of Visual Studio.
Yeah, sure. So, well, obviously, you know, I'll probably talk mostly about the things that I've been working on because I'm a little partial to them. And we've done a bunch of stuff in the area of JavaScript and HTML5 development. Generally, one of the things we did was invested a lot in the JavaScript language service. These apps are getting bigger today, and we wanted to make sure that with the focus Windows 8 was really bringing on JavaScript and HTML5 as a primary programming language for building Windows applications, that the language service was both accurate and fast. And so we moved it to be built on the same technology that Internet Explorer uses in the Chakra engine in IE, which makes it both much, much faster, and because we're running your code, we're really running your code, it's much more accurate. So the IntelliSense for JavaScript, even if you're not building a Windows 8 application, if you're just writing an application that would, you know, run in Internet Explorer, it's going to be much more accurate and much faster.
And you bring up the IntelliSense thing, something that we take for granted. You know, I have young developers that I pose the question, you know, imagine a world where you're writing code without IntelliSense, and it's like mind-boggling to them. Yet you guys have improved IntelliSense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, we not only improved that, I think when you're talking with some of these new guys who come from maybe a web background and they've been used to building things for web browsers, they're used to a really tight kind of loop where the app runs in the browser and then they can modify it in their development environment and then quickly refresh in the what's actually running in the browser. And we really wanted to kind of bring a lot of that goodness into Visual Studio as well with this release to make it very familiar for folks coming from a web background. And we did a couple of things there. One was we added a DOM Explorer, just like what you might get in the F12 tools in Internet Explorer. So you can actually modify the DOM of the running application. And we added a little JavaScript console, so you can actually type JavaScript commands and alter the running application's DOM, make that look a lot better. Mm-hmm. And we did a couple of other things. Like, one of them is, obviously, Windows 8 applications are applications. They're not pages. So we actually, when you hit F5 in Visual Studio to enter that kind of debug loop, you have to package up the application and deploy it and then load it. We did something really interesting. We enabled you to have F4, which is a rapid refresh. So it will just modify the files you've touched in the last editing session. So basically, instead of kind of a complete redeployment, you get a very quick refresh of the application and the debug experience.
Developer productivity.
Developer productivity.
I can't let you run away without talking about the simulator, though. Mm-hmm. You know, from the Windows 7 phone thing, we were all excited that we get this emulator thing. But the Windows 8 or the Visual Studio 2012 simulator is actually better and more powerful, right?
Yeah, actually, it's an emulator is an environment where you load the host operating system and then you run the application on top of it. With Windows 8, because Visual Studio is actually running on Windows 8, we don't need to load a host operating system. We're running on the real OS. And we can get tremendous fidelity by using a technology very similar to what you use for remote desktop. So when you load in the Visual Studio simulator, what we basically do is we remote desktop into the local system. This isn't actually how it works, but you can think of it this way. And then we load it in a simulator that has the Chrome around it to simulate touch events and the resizings of the screen and reorientations and stuff like that. The types of things that would be really common on the slate devices that Windows 8 is really going to make possible.
Exactly. And the thing that freaks people out is all these features you just talked about in Visual Studio 12, technically you can get these for free in the Express suite, right?
Absolutely. You go to MSDN, you can download Visual Studio Express for Windows 8. You can go to the Windows Developer Center and you can download from there as well. Free tools, all of this, these capabilities, a lot more. Blend for HTML, Blend for XAML is included in there. Obviously, we also include the C++ development tools and the managed development tools for C# and VB. It's a pretty full-featured suite of products that we're gonna give you basically in the Express product.
Awesome. I could talk to you all day. Give me a takeaway before we wrap this thing up.
Go to the Windows 8 Developer Center, learn about Windows 8 application development, and then get a copy of Visual Studio 2012 Express for Windows 8 and go and build an app and upload it to the store.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John.
It's been great being here. Thanks.
And thank you guys for watching.